And then it gets really
spoiled.
All right, is tainted not as bad as spoiled, or are they the same thing?
Tainted's bad. Just one just as bad as the other.
They're the same. I got some chicken not long ago that was tainted.
Yeah, I know what a tainted food is. Ooh. Horrible.
Did you ever eat something that was, you boil and you chop the hog's feet and his head and sometimes the tongue and the heart, and it's all chopped up and boiled together and then put in a kind of a jelly and all squished up together?
We call that hog head. I call it hog head cheese.
Hog head cheese?
Pick all the bones out of hog head cheese.
Did you ever make that?
That's good.
It is good.
I used to fix it. Yeah, that's good.
Did you make it?
I used to make it. Used to. Don't raise none now.
No, I mean, you did when your husband raised hogs.
That's right. That's right. I cook whole head cheese.
And do you know anything about ground beef that's rolled in tripe and then pickled and sliced and fried?
No, I'm sure.
Rolliches or rolliches?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever hear of vinky?
No.
All right. Did ever make anything out of the liver?
Nothing as I know, but just fried.
Did you ever hear of liver pudding?
Oh, I heard of liver pudding.
Did you ever make it?
I never made it.
What about anything? Did you ever make anything out of the blood?
No.
Did you ever hear of blood pudding?
No.
That sounds terrible.
Sure do.
Did you ever cook cornmeal in the juice from your hog head cheese?
Cornmeal. Mm-hmm. From the hog.
From the juice from the hog head cheese?
No.
All right. Did you ever hear of scrapple?
No.
Or cripple?
Cripple.
Mm-hmm. As a food?
No.
All right. Milk that has curdled and separated, that thick white part is?
Clab or milk.
Mm-hmm.
Clab.
Are you ever make any homemade cheese other than hog head cheese, which isn't really cheese?
No.
I'm talking about real cheese.
I know, no.
Cottage cheese or anything of that sort?
No, I never made none of that.
All right, would that be, do you know what they'd call homemade cheese?
I don't know none, but the cheese they make in the store, them on this kind, I know about.
Okay. After you have milked, you bring the milk back to the house, and to get all the stuff that might have fallen into it out, you do what to it? You strain
the milk.
Do you ever make an apple dish, a dessert probably, that you bake in a big dish?
Apple, what's that? Apple juice?
You cut up these apples and you bake them in a big dish. Do you ever make apple pie or apple pie?
Yeah, I make apple pie. I used to make apple pie.
Now, how do you make apple pie?
I just cook my apples and put them in a jar and top them up, sweeten them. Then when I get ready to make my pie, I open the jar of apple and put my little essence in the apple and a little butter. Smear them over, run my pie up in the stove crust and let it brown a little. Then take it out and put that apple in there. Let it brown. I got my apple pie.
Do you ever make an apple dish where you put the pieces of crust or the dumplings down in with an apple?
Yeah, I put the dumplings into the apples and cook them too.
And what do you call that?
Just cook apples. All I call it cook apple dumplings.
You're talking about all these things you eat. You call them food or vittles?
Mm.
Ever use the term vittles?
No, I don't.
Alright. There's a sweet liquid that's sometimes put over pudding.
I don't know that.
You hear sauce?
I heard about that sauce. I might have eaten some of it, but it's been so long.
Okay, sauce. What about dip or dressing or gravy? Gravy, is gravy
I
sweet?
I make gravy. Homemade gravy.
Uh-huh.
I make gravy.
How's it made?
It ain't sweet. You put the grease in the skillet.